What's happening, everybody? It is Wednesday, August 21st edition. Heading into the second half of Sports Talk. Steve Geller, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and Cullen Steele running things for us. Are going to be getting into a lot of Saints talk, obviously. Preseason finale coming on Sunday. Also, another open practice for fans coming Friday afternoon in the Caesars Superdome. Last night at Yulman Stadium, it was a perfect night, and it was great to just see the black and gold faithful out there and the team back on the field.
Had a great crowd.
It just felt right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a great crowd. They love their Saints. The Houdat Nation, we love our team. Listen, now can you throw some love back? I mean, I can tell you right now, I think Saints fans, now once you win a Super Bowl, it's like, and I don't think this is not fair. You can't say Super Bowl or bust. You're not being realistic.
Playoffs are bust.
Yes. No, that's fair. That's fair. No, like, that's unacceptable. If you're a Falcons fan, the Falcons, six straight seasons without being in the postseason, that's why they all their chips are in. They don't want to be seven seasons not in the postseason. That's why they go get the pass rusher, they get the safety, they got Kirk Cousins. I wish they'd have kept Desmond Ridder. He ain't even being out clean tuned with the Cardinals to be the backup to Kyler Murray. So I wish they had him. So when you look at the expectations and look how – then we all think – you never know about football. That's what's so intriguing. You never know. Then we all kind of think, oh, well, you worried about Tampa Bay. I ain't worried about Tampa Bay. Tom Brady's retiring. Tom Brady's gone.
Right, you got Baker Mayfield running things
there. Tampa Bay ain't going to do nothing. Oh, look what has occurred and how relevant Tampa Bay has been. You know, what have you done for me lately?
Right, exactly.
You know, the Saints, you can have many runs and all that. Well, the Saints, no, we cannot go four straight seasons not being in the postseason. Sorry. Tough love. Six, seven, eight coaches get fired every year. You know, everybody wants to win. Everybody's not going to win. But it's just the way it is. It is a bottom-line business. You have to win. And you got the fan base that wants to be in that number and support your team. So just win. You know, that old Al Davis thing that I keep saying that over and over again. Just win, baby. I don't care if it's an ugly win.
When you like a black and gold shirt like that, just win, baby, because we could take that mantra.
Yeah, just I don't care if it's ugly. There's no
exactly.
such thing
just
as an NFL.
Done.
There's no such thing as an NFL ugly win.
No, every win's pretty.
No, they all count the same. You could crush an opponent, or you can win in a shootout, or you can be like, man, we won that game. Who? We didn't even have 10 first downs. But then you're opportunistic. You take the football away, and maybe you have a scoop and score, a pick six. You know, you plus two or three, come with it might be like, oh, we won that game 16-13, or we're down 16-14. Are you going to make or miss the kick? It's a 60-yarder. Oh, it's good. We won the game.
Speaking of 60-yarders, how about Charlie Smith yesterday? Even though head coach Dennis Allen said after the practice, he's like, we're not lining up for 65-yarders regularly during the season.
No, because if you miss it, look at the field position your opponent. Now, that can't happen, though, at the end of the first half. Or at the end of the game.
I was going to say, you could need a – all of a sudden you're driving down the field, you get stuck, and, well, you need a long one to pull it out.
No, that would be more, to me, when you do those 60-plus yard kicks, that's the end of the first half, end of the game. Are you going to make it or miss it? You know, obviously, to get the momentum going in at halftime, boy, you score. And then if you miss it, well, the half's over. You know, you could play those minutes, those seconds, down to the parlay. That's why, you know, field position and the punter is so important. Those hidden yardage of, we got the ball at our own 35-yard line. Well, hell, you get a couple of first downs. We in scoring range. You know, and ultimately you want to get touchdowns instead of settling for field goals. But if you are settling for field goals, at least you're getting points.
Right.
And you're getting points. And if your defense is worth their salt.
Which the Saints is.
We win the game.
Right.
You have a chance to win. I told you, Steve. I've been doing the radio now for 26 years. I don't know how many times this is in my brain. I probably dream about this at times with Mara, who's 89 years of age now, would tell us about how you get the double-digit wins. Now, we only played 60, now they play 70. How do you get the 10 wins? I'm telling you, this is so true. If you're, like, going about in the right direction, you know, you think, like, we got to score every time we touch the ball. Yeah, why not? Who wouldn't want to do that? Or we got to shut them out. No, you ain't going to shut out nobody in the NFL. That's not realistic. But he would say, Bobby, I tell you what, we're going to have a defense. That don't patrol. And he would get on Rick, you know. He would say, and Sam Mills and all that, and Pat Swilling, Come on. If they score more than 17 points, shame on us. And he would tell me, Bob, if we hold opponent to 17 points, we better damn win.
Right, shame on us, right.
We better win. And he would say, now, Bobby, with the offense, can we score 23? Not 27, 31 and all that. Can we score 23 points? I think that's enough. With our defense, we should be able to win the game. I think with Dennis Allen, that's kind of where we're at with the Saints right now. You know, if you look at scoring offense.
Don't allow more than 20 points.
Yeah, yeah. Scoring offense and scoring defense and where we're able. If you look at it, Steve, yeah, this is something that's not going to change. And because I always try to take away the positives from last season. Now, again, this is a little skewed as far as scoring average. But if we could do this again, we might win the NFC South. Do you know we were ninth in the NFL, even with the rule changes? We averaged 23.5 points. And we were ninth best in the NFL. We were eighth best, giving up basically 19.2. If we do that again, we're plus 11 in the turnover margin. So you just look at those areas. Scoring offense, scoring average and an opponent scoring average. We do that, I'm telling you, we're going to be in the hunt. And plus 11.
The sack numbers just got to get boosted this year, and it looks like
and then
that's the case.
In theory, when you are sacking the opposing quarterback, you force him into more bad throws, and a ball's batted up in the air, so you get more takeaways. So, but I can tell you right now, we're not winning anything if that turnover mark. We can't be like minus four or minus two.
Right.
No, that was third best. That to me, last year, we did not take advantage of opportunity. There's no reason the Saints should not have won 10 games last year.
No, the lack of a run game and the lack of a pass rush.
And considering the quarterbacks we're facing, like Danny DeVito and all them, or the Pastrnak. I mean, we're going to be facing a lot better quarterbacks this season. And that's why I always say to kick off the season, at the beginning, it's going to be tough. But we got to weather the storm. If we can, again, you got to win that first game. I don't know if I've ever seen this kind of pressure for both local teams. Who Tulane plays? Southeastern?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against Southeastern, but Tulane should win that game. But you look at the significant pressure on Coach Kelly and Coach Allen. Coach Kelly not beating Florida State. Well, Florida State is better than USC. LSU got to be 1-0. If they're going to try and be in that 12-team playoff and you look at how you get the 10 wins and all that, and you have all kind of – you don't want the natives restless. You don't want the Tiger Nation.
They're already getting restless.
Yeah. So I don't know if I've ever seen, the first game. LSU has to win, and the Saints got to win. Because it's 2-for-1, NFC South playing Carolina.
Tone setters, baby.
We got to win that. And then for personal reasons, then we got to beat the damn Cowgirls. We got to beat Dallas week two. I might call for a parade. If we go 2-0, I might call for a damn parade early in the season. Well, then I'd be like, ooh. You think Dallas, the Cowgirl fans, would be disgruntled after week two that they lose to the Saints? Because, everyone looks from a national perspective what they think your team's going to do.
Right.
And so, they'd be like Jerry Jones, we lost to the Saints? What? No, and all these Louisiana fans that are on that Cowgirl bandwagon, they're not speaking as much right now. They're not.
Right. Right now the Saints are not looked at highly by anyone right now.
No,
a lot of folks are even saying Dennis Allen could be the first head coach
fired
this year.
Yeah, under the radar. Well, that's good.
Prove them wrong, baby.
Yeah, prove them wrong. Just go out there and do it on the field. Take it one game at a time, 1 week at a time. Just prove them wrong. Sean Payton's taking that attitude in Denver. Well, what is over and under in Vegas with Denver? What, five? What, they won five games last year? Well, Cullen, what's the over and under in Denver? I'm telling you, they don't have high expectations considering, in the same division with the Chiefs. And I don't know, Harbaugh and the Chargers, you look at the Raiders. But when you look at the AFC, it's not like you're saying, the Broncos are going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. Who's saying that?
No.
Maybe Sean Payton. Or he might convince Bo Nix we're going to do that. Shock the world. Or like Sean Payton did with Drew Brees. The Saints with 3-13. Sean Payton takes over. Who thought in 2006 post-Katrina? Now, I know we only won 10 games, but we were second seed in the NFC. Man, we were in the NFC Championship game.
Cullen looked up for the Broncos. Their season win total under over is set at 5.5.
Okay, think about that. I would say, because maybe I'm a Sean Payton fan in this regard.
You taking the over?
Yeah, I'd say six. What was that to brag about?
That to me, that division's pretty tough, though.
Yeah, 6-11. Come on. We got the over 6-11. That's how no one's thinking the Broncos are going to do jack. But Sean Payton said, probably, I don't know what the over and under was in 2006 after Katrina.
Right.
We're 3-13. Now we finished 10-6. Now that's unbelievable. We were the number two seed at 10-6. And also, I'll never forget that Eagles game. Remember Deuce? We did that rugby push and all.
Yeah.
The fans were going crazy in the dome. I said, man, we're in the NFC Championship game against the Bears.
How'd that happen?
Remember that one play that did Reggie Bush catch that screen, and then he was doing bye-bye to Brian Urlacher
right. And
stuff? Now, we overachieved then. But why not us overachieve this year? I'm all for the Saints overachieving.
But that year was definitely, obviously, a building block to the championship that eventually happened.
Yeah, we came back to earth 2007-8,
sure.
And then you look in 2009, and then I think we build upon that Super Bowl. The best team ever to me in Saints history is 2011. Especially offensively.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
We were the new greatest show on turf, agreed. Overtaking the Rams, and you look at the Broncos later, what they were able to do offensively. But I still hold that against Greg Williams. And I think I'm a Greg Williams fan. But that damn 49ers game, the lead changes three times under 5 minutes. And they got, like, was it third and forever? Malcolm Jenkins is guarding with Vernon Davis, the tight end. And you look at Malcolm Jenkins, can play safety corner safety, and you let Vernon Davis get behind him. We made Alex Smith look like the pastor not that game.
No, I always tell people, I wasn't around for the dark days of the Saints, you know, when they were just those losers in the NFL, but I've been around for those tragic playoff losses, man. It's been brutal.
No,
it's postseason,
like,
drama.
It's gut-wrenching.
Yes.
To me, that loss to the 49ers, that's not number one, though. To me, the number one thing is obviously the Nola no-call.
Definitely, because they had a team that year, right?
We got cheated.
Absolutely.
We got, come on, this is to go to the Super Bowl. It's not a regular season game or early in the playoffs. This is to go to the damn Super Bowl.
But twice against Minnesota.
Yeah, I'd say that the Rams-Saints game here and then that 49ers game on the road, because we were better than
them. The Beastquake Seattle game.
But then they were like under 500. We weren't. I'm talking about... Well, we were better.
Biggest heartaches, I guess you're talking about. Okay.
We were better than them. And then I still look at that damn Super Bowl. That was a terrible Super Bowl. 13-3. I'm like thinking with the Rams and the Patriots.
Yeah.
We just scored more than three damn points.
That was my first year on the sideline. I was all jumping like, man, I'm going to the Super Bowl.
I don't know. That still gets me. And I guess I'll be an old man. I'm like,
I
remember when.
Bill Vinovich.
Yeah. I mean, who are you? You remember what happened to the Saints? Get off my lawn.
Well, we're going to get a break in right now. When we return, we'll be talking to Greg Allman, who covers the NFC South for Fox Sports, to get his take on Atlanta, Tampa, and Carolina's training camps. So stay tuned. We'll be right back here on WWL Saints, LSU, and Pelicans Radio after this.